Right. Let's dive in. Today we're tackling something a little different, a little wonky, but hey, super important, right? We're talking arbitration.
Arbitration, yeah.
But not just any arbitration. We're going deep on the American Arbitration Association's, the AAA's, brand new rules for mass arbitration. You know, those situations where it's not just two parties going head-to-head, it's a whole bunch of people, like you see with some consumer or employee disputes. We actually dug into the AAA's recent updates on this, and, well, let's just say they're shaking things up. These changes are all about trying to streamline things, make mass arbitration faster, cheaper, maybe even a little less combative. So definitely something worth wrapping our heads around.
Right. And I think the key takeaway here is that arbitration, like it or not, is becoming more and more common in all sorts of contracts you sign every day. So understanding these rule changes, well, it's pretty essential for anyone who might end up, you know, in a situation where these rules come into play.
Okay, so let's break this down. From what I gathered, the heart of these new rules is efficiency,
yeah.
Right? Making this whole mass arbitration process more efficient and more fair. In fact, the AAA themselves even said they've seen like a massive spike in these kinds of cases since 2018, mostly because of all these arbitration clauses popping up in consumer and employment contracts. So you've got all these people now bound by these arbitration agreements, but the system itself, well, wasn't really built to handle that volume.
You got it.
So what are they doing about it? One of the things that really caught my eye was they're introducing these two new roles, a global mediator and a process arbitrator. Almost sounds like a, I don't know, a good cop, bad cop situation, or maybe more like a referee and a coach. I'm not sure. What exactly are these folks supposed to do?
Yeah, so think of it this way. You've got this big, complicated dispute, tons of people involved. The global mediator, they're like the peacemaker, right? They step in early, try to bring everyone to the table, find some common ground, maybe work out a settlement before things even get to a full-blown arbitration hearing. It's all about trying to find that amicable resolution, keeping things, you know, from getting too messy.
I see. So the global mediator is like the voice of reason, trying to stop things from going nuclear. Okay. What about this process arbitrator? What's their role?
So the process arbitrator, they're more on the administrative side, making sure everything runs smoothly, you know, no procedural hiccups. They'll help with things like, okay, what are the filing requirements? When are the deadlines? How do we keep all these moving parts organized? It can get very complex very quickly when you have so many parties involved.
It's like having a guide, or maybe even a Sherpa, to get you through all this. Which makes sense because, you know, one of the things that AAA really stresses is cost predictability and fairness. They want to make sure everyone knows what they're getting into and that the process itself is fair. And part of that seems to be this new fee structure, right? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's a big one. Before, it was all about per case fees, which meant the more cases you had, the more you paid. It could add up really quickly, especially for mass arbitrations. Now they've switched to this flat initiation fee. So no matter how many cases are bundled together, there's one set fee at the start.
So that means people have a clearer picture of what they're going to have to pay right from the start.
Exactly. And to make it even more transparent, there are what they call staged fees now. These outline the costs for different stages of the process, so no more surprises down the line.
So it's all about transparency, making sure there are no hidden costs, no financial bombshells waiting to explode. But it's not just about the money, right? There's also this new focus on the accuracy of the information people are providing. Seems like they're trying to crack down on any funny business.
Oh, absolutely. They've introduced what are called attestation requirements. Now, this means everyone involved has to formally swear, basically, that the information they're submitting is accurate and complete. You know, no cutting corners, no trying to pull a fast one.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Because, you know, inaccurate or incomplete information could just derail the whole process. And speaking of streamlining things, the AAA also mentioned something about embracing technology, specifically the move toward more virtual hearings. What's the thinking there?
Well, think about it. When you have a mass arbitration case, people can be scattered all over the place. Getting everyone together for an in-person hearing, well, it's a logistical nightmare, not to mention expensive. Virtual hearings, though, they have the potential to make things much easier, more accessible for everyone involved.
That makes sense. But what about access to technology? Not everyone has a super fast internet connection or the latest gadgets, right? And then there's the whole question of fairness in a virtual setting. How do you know everyone's playing by the rules when you're not all in the same room?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? There's definitely a lot to consider when it comes to virtual hearings. Ensuring equal access to technology, having clear procedures to maintain the integrity of the process. These are all crucial elements that the AAA will need to, you know, iron out as they move forward with this.
So it sounds like there's a lot of potential here, but also a lot of potential pitfalls.
Right.
It's almost like they're trying to walk this tightrope between making things more efficient and making sure things stay fair, which is a tough balance to strike. But hey, that's what these new rules are all about, trying to find that sweet spot.
You got it. And these changes, they're not just about mass arbitration. They could have ripple effects on how all sorts of contracts are written and how disputes are resolved across all sorts of industries. It's definitely a development worth watching.
Absolutely. As always, knowledge is power, right? The more we understand about arbitration and these evolving rules, the better equipped we are to navigate these situations if they come up. So keep your eyes peeled, folks. Pay attention to those arbitration clauses. And don't be afraid to seek out expert advice if you need it. It could make all the difference. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been enlightening, to say the least.
Absolutely. Stay informed, stay empowered, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
See ya.